RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
KKWF and KKWF HD1, Seattle, Tacoma. 100.7 The Wolf. This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. How much money do you think a fighter jet pilot on Whidbey Island makes? Or a tech worker at Amazon? Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that Veteran Services Administrator Arshel is making $60,000 a year. Whew, yeah, slaying it in the nonprofit world. Way to go, Arshel. Okay, on the phone this morning is Jamie, who lives in beautiful Monroe. Good morning, Jamie. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
I am doing great. And so much better now that you called in for Share Your Salary. I mean, not only do you listen to the MWP, you're calling in for the SYS.
Of course.
Oh, you're so awesome. I wish everybody would do that. And by the way, if you got an itch, 206-421-9653. Gabe will scratch it.
If you've got an itch, we're going to scratch it.
That's it. That's what we're talking about. All right, Jamie. Well, thank you again for calling in and for listening to The Wolf. We love you.
We love you as well.
All right, Jamie, by the way. Oh, I like Jamie. Yeah. You can tell she's a teacher.
Yeah, I deal with a lot of stuff.
I bet you do. So let's find out more about you. So we'll put a minute on the clock right now. We're going to ask you as many questions as we can in that amount of time. When we're done, we'll play a song. You know, we'll come back after the song. We're all going to guess what we think you make based on what you told us. But then the fun part, Jamie, you're going to share your salary as a teacher here in the PNW coming up in a few minutes. Sound good?
Sounds great.
All right. Gabe, are you ready?
I'm ready.
60 seconds on the clock. Gabe, if you're ready, begin.
How long have you been at your current job?
This is my 13th year teaching.
Wow. Okay. Public or private school?
Public.
What grade do you teach?
I teach fifth grade.
Okay. What do you do in the summer?
I hang out with my family. I work a little bit, travel.
Have you always taught the same grade?
I have not.
What is the best gift you've ever gotten from parents?
Oh my gosh. Parents are so generous. Really anything, but gift cards are appreciated, chocolate.
No, but what's the best one you've ever gotten?
Oh my gosh, that's tough. Probably gift card to go eat at my favorite place with my family.
Mm. Do you like the school that you teach at?
I do. I actually do, and I like my job.
Okay, what is your go-to punishment for your kids at this age?
I hate to take away recess, but that is something that I dangle above their heads at.
Gotcha.
How many times?
You know,
you
I'm sorry, Gabe. There went
recess.
The buzzer. So that's all the time we have for Teacher Jamie out of Monroe. But if you want to guess right now, it's interactive, of course. And I'm going to use one of your guesses, your text, as my guess. So go ahead. 46150 is the number. Make sure you put your name and where you live on that text. Like I said, it's going to be my guess. So I appreciate you, and I want to thank you on the air. And if you can hang out for 3 minutes, Jamie the teacher is going to share her salary coming up next.
This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. 100.7 The Wolf. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us is Jamie. She's a teacher. She lives in Monroe. Before we play the game, what else, Gabe, did we learn about Jamie a minute ago?
She teaches fifth grade. She does like her job. She's very positive. She said that she hates having to threaten to take away recess, and that when parents give her gifts, she does like the occasional gift card.
Okay, remind me again, public or private?
Public.
Public school. Okay. Now I just have to remember who makes more. Public school or private school teachers? Okay, Gabe, I believe you were the winner the last time we played, which means you're up right now.
I'm going to go with 68 Because it's public.
Okay, so public, are you thinking they make more than private?
Less, right?
Less. Well, I don't know. That's just it. I'm trying to recall. She's giggling.
I know.
I think it depends.
Dang
I don't know.
It.
I think it's harder in public school, so they make a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? I think they have to pay them a little bit more because private, it's cushier because I don't know.
But you have to pay to get into private.
True, true. I don't know. Well, Jamie can clear it up in a minute. We'll get to the like a Q&A after we play the game. Okay. Captain Ron, what do you think?
I was going to say 50 because it is public, and I think it's just funded by taxes and stuff like that.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to take a high side here with Sam in Arlington at 75, and I think we're all low because I believe teachers, public school teachers across the region just got a big old raise last year. There was some money that went into this, so I think we're paying teachers a lot better than you guys are thinking anymore. So I think 75 is still low, but it's still going to get me the W because you guys are at 50 and 68. So 75, that's my guess. Sam in Arlington, thanks for texting in to 46150. But let's end the guesswork, Jamie and Monroe. It is time to share your salary to tell everybody how much you make teaching school after 13 years, did you say? Fifth grade. It is time to share your salary. What is that?
What is the number?
What is that?
110.
Yes! Yes! Yeah. Okay, so we were batting it around a little bit there, but
do you make more
in a public school than private school teachers?
I honestly think it depends. I'm not really sure.
Yeah. And was I correct in remembering that you guys just got a big old pay raise a couple years ago or last year?
You are correct. It's been inclining kind of over the last few years. Yeah.
Wow. $110,000. How much of that is because you've been there that long?
A lot of it. It takes into consideration how many years you've been teaching, your education, your extra credits, and yeah. So I'm climbing the pay scale.
Is it state taxes or is it also federally funded, you guys?
That's a really good question.
Ooh.
I believe it's just state.
Okay.
Yeah, Captain Ron was just going for extra credit there.
Yeah.
Whenever a teacher says, hey, that is a really good question, don't you feel good?
Yeah, I'm going to recess.
Yeah.
All right, Jamie. Listen, we love you. Thanks for putting up with our kids and for being a teacher here in the PNW. We love you for that. And by the way, do you want to plug your school? Do you want to, you know, give them a shout out?
Sure. Hey, I work at Chain Lake Elementary. And I get to bring my own two daughters to school with me every day. So it's awesome. Pretty blessed. Yeah.
Living the dream. Are you going to teach your own kids or is that frowned upon?
So my daughter is in fourth grade. And so that will be a big question this next year. I'm not sure.
Interesting. Yeah. That would be weird to have your mom teaching you with other people around.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, good luck with that, Jamie. And thanks for being a great teacher.
Oh, thanks so much.
We love you.
And, I appreciate it.
We appreciate you. And thanks for listening.
Oh, of course. Take care.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.